This is a competition. It's a video recording. We have to form a group from the school, and there will be a tutor. It's a, I think he is a teacher assistant. Then he helped us to develop how to there's a topic and about some social issues, and you can tip anyone you are interested in, and then you put it in a story or in some post, and you can video it or record it, and just use your skills and ask your tutors, is that okay? And then so it is memorable because we won a prize of 10%. So this is it, and is that okay?
Yeah, it's definitely okay. So did you enjoy making the video with your students? Like any fun things, you know, special things happened in the experience?
It is a long time ago. I think it is secondary three when I participate in this competition, and I don't remember what I learned really in there, because it is really long time ago, but I really enjoy the atmosphere when we learn English for the competition and for some activities. Just nice friends. We are not only teachers or students. We are friends, truly friends. We take we recording. We have to just use your English in your daily time, because we have to have meetings. We have to go out to record things, and we have to do research in library. So I think at that time we just immerse ourselves in the English atmosphere.
So did you encounter any difficulty in using English in part of your daily life with your friends?
Back
then when you're doing the video.
Oh, of course. And you know that this is very young. Actually, I'm not good in English now, but at that time, I actually, when you think of your what you want to talk, you almost always think in Chinese or Cantonese, and then that's my first language. And but you want to talk to another, use your mouth, that is really difficult. You can't just like playing or singing. If you are not practiced, and your English will just not good to talk when you you are not practiced. That's my experience.
So other than, you know, participating in English activities, do you read anything that is really remarkable for you? Have you read anything?
Oh, actually, I'm not reading other books or in English, usually in Chinese. But when I grow up, and now I mentor Tech Park in civil engineers, bachelor degree, so I have to read a lot of documents or some books in English, and I think my reading is more good, more better than my spoken English. Just because there's no practice time, because as an engineer student, you always pick some core subjects, no need for discussion or for some present session, because just those subjects are all virtually, and when you comes to year three, just like me now, suddenly you have so many subjects, and it's project based. You have to discuss with your classmates, schoolmates, or you have to present your idea for program present, file present. Then it's so difficult for me.
And I know online is a really big platform where we get information for project, you know, for essays, paper writing. So do you read a lot of articles about civil engineer and online?
Oh, of course, because for year one to year three, we have so many projects or some subjects we have to finish, we require to do some assignment. Just you have to read a lot of research papers or some articles about your that subject or that about that issues. And it is not about reading the textbook, because textbook information is not enough for you to write your essay. And so you have to connect one thing from this paper, another thing from another paper, then combine all the things you have researched and for your essay.
So I remember you were saying you feel more confident in reading than speaking English. So for you personally, which method do you think other than reading is suitable for you to learn English?
I don't understand what you mean.
As to like, other than reading, what activities do you think is useful for you to improve your English?
Probably I think it's reading the newspaper, South China Morning Post. This is my friend suggest me to do that, because she know me, my English is not good enough, especially when spoken, when I speaking, and so she suggest me, you can read the newspaper every day for 5 minutes or 10 minutes. Just two advantage. First, you can improve your English because you use you can read it every day, then you be used to it, and then you can know the what is happening in Hong Kong or everywhere. This is very easier for me, she said, but I think it is good, but it's difficult to do it every day. You find a regular time to do it. This is also this is my problem.